Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harga coming your way, and I'm glad to be sharing with you in another broadcast time together. Still having some difficulty with my voice. They found out that it has to do with acid reflux, so they got me on a new pill. I'm hoping that's going to work. We just have to wait and see what's going on. But I'm glad you joined me this morning. You tuned me in by the way of WIOM, I-1430 AM or 92.7 FM, over in the lower Ada area, 100.3 FM at 8 o'clock. And I welcome each and every one of you. Others are tuned me in by the way of Greenville, WGOM, 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And I'm proud to say we're now streaming these broadcasts live by the way of the web. As you get a little older, sometimes a word misses you, but I'm glad we're streaming this. It means it goes all over the world, folks. And I don't know about you, but for being 85 and thinking my voice is traveling all over the world is something that is pretty special to me, so I really appreciate that they do that. You tune me in, others have tuned me in by way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. And I also want to welcome those of you that's tuned in by the way of my website. My website is Pastor Ken Harger. And then you go to Messages from the Lighthouse. And when you come to the messages, bring your mouse up over Messages from the Lighthouse. And it will show Current Media. When you click on Current Media, the top message is the message for today. And you can welcome to listen to any other messages that's on there. That's just up to you, folks. But whatever way you joined me this morning, I'm just glad to be able to be coming your way. And I want to just take a moment to say from Bev and I, a very Merry Christmas to you. It's getting closer, folks. Tomorrow will be Christmas Eve, and then Friday will be Christmas Day. It's going to be a little different at our house because we're kind of holding back a little bit on things. But anyway, we'll just do what we can, and that's all we are able to do, and you do the same. And we just trust that God will bless each and every one of you on Christmas Day in a very special way. I need to say thank you to those that take care of the financial part of my broadcast. So a big thank you to Doug and Noreen Lane from the Sheridan area, to Bill and Judy Hammond from the Belden area, to Gloria Spencer, she's from Orleans, and she does this in memory and honor of her husband, Spence. That was his nickname, and I must appreciate her support. And Shiloh Community Church, that's where I pastored for 50 years. We still attend some of the services there. We're going to have a Christmas Eve service, and it's going to be wearing our mask and so on. And the building is laid out so it's far enough apart for people to be able to gather there in Christmas Eve service. So I'll give you an invitation to attend if you want to. That's at 6 o'clock. I realize it's going to be gone. I just got that in my mind. When this message comes out Saturday, it's already going to be over. But anyway, that's the special time that we have. By the way, if you want to come and visit sometime at Shiloh, the weekend of worship begins Saturday evening at 6:30, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and then Sunday morning at 10:45. And we have another campus over in the Greenville area that's located at the corner of Grove and LeRae Street. And that Sunday morning service is at 11 o'clock. Give you an invitation to attend any one of those services you want to, and we would just be looking forward to having you as a visitor, okay? Well, as we get ready for the message this morning, this is the last message of 2020. Next time we meet together, can you believe this, folks? Next time we meet together, it's going to be 2021. And I want us to welcome 2021. When I was thinking about giving a message title for this message for this morning, I was thinking about something. Will you be able to say 2020 ended better than it began? Or maybe you'll say of 2020, thank God that's over. I think there'll be a lot of folks saying, thank God that's over. I'm looking forward to 2021 and hoping it's going to be a whole lot better year than this year has been. We've been through a lot in 2020, folks. So many changes in our normal lifestyle. that's caused us a whole lot of difficulty. But I got some things I want to share with you, how we can, as we begin the new year, some things that we can do that's going to help us as we end 2021, that it will be better than it was when we started. So I'm glad to share this message with you. And we get ready to do this, I got a song. The song is "The Crown of Great Glory." And so we're going to listen to that song, and then I'll be right back and share the message with you this morning, and trusting that God's special blessing would be upon your life and whatever is going on in your life today. A crown of great glory. Here we go. God bless you.
Paul wrote to Timothy, "I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure now is at hand. I have fought a good fight. My course is now finished. A crown now is waiting when before God I stand. There is laid up for me, a crown of bright glory. That is why I must run this race faithfully.
There is
reserved for me, up in heaven a mansion.
That is
where I shall live eternally." Peter said, "I've got an inheritance waiting. It's incorruptible and fades not away. I am kept by God's power through faith unto salvation. It now is awaiting to be rebuilt someday.
There is
laid up for me,
a
crown of bright glory.
That is
why I must run this race faithfully.
There is
reserved for me,
up
in heaven a mansion.
That is
where I shall live eternally.
There is
laid up for me,
a crown
of bright glory.
That is
why I must run this race faithfully.
There is
reserved for me,
up
in heaven a mansion.
That is
where I shall live eternally.
There is
laid up for me,
a crown
of bright glory.
That is
why I must run this race faithfully. In heaven a mansion,
that is
where I shall live eternally."
I love that song. "There's laid up for me," Paul is saying, "at the end of my life because of the service that he had rendered to the Lord Jesus. There's a crown of great glory." Dear people, we don't do that to receive that crown of great glory. But that's just the way God is. He just gives us above and beyond all that we could ask or imagine or think. And with that thought in mind, I got to tell you, that's why I think Christmas is so important. Because God shows us he gives us his very best. And not only does he give us his very best in his Son, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus gives his very best to each and every one of us. And so as we come to him this morning, just prior to this Christmas season, and we're thinking about the ending of one year and the beginning of another year, we're about to lay 2020 to rest, folks. And we're looking forward to 2021. We're looking forward for some changes to take place. I don't know what the new normal will be, but I'm hoping to get back to some of the new normal. Some of the things that we wish that we were not able to do now that we wish we could do. And so we're looking forward to that. So before we do, I want to have a word of prayer. I want to remember you, the listening audience. I'm over here at the Lighthouse this morning. Came over about 7 o'clock this morning. That's why my voice is... I hasn't quite woke up yet, but anyway, I came over here about 7 o'clock, and I did that because I wanted to share this message with you. And at the same time, I love praying for you. It's something that I have felt a great deal of comfort in, because it's something that I did for 50 years as I prayed for my congregation when I led the church there at Shiloh. And I want to pray for you. You're my congregation now. and I want to pray for you. So let's do that right now. You got an unspoken request. When I come to that time in my prayer where you just focus on your unspoken request, and we're going to ask you, Lord, to meet that need. Dear Father, once again, we come to you. And once again, Father, I count it a privilege to come to you on behalf of the listening audience. I thank you for every individual that's tuned me in this morning. And I pray your special blessing to be upon them. I pray your blessing to be upon their family, their friendship circle. Would you minister to each one of them? Father, as we're moving closer to Christmas, and when this message is played, Christmas will be behind us. But I pray, Father, that you'll be with them in that time of sharing with their family the best that they can. But also, Father, sometimes when Christmas gets over, it's kind of a letdown feeling. And maybe they're feeling that this morning. Didn't get to do the things we really wanted to do, and so we feel a little discouraged this morning. So I pray you'd be with them and help encourage them. As we think about wrapping up this 2020 and looking forward to 2021, I pray, dear Father, that you would just be pleased to bless each and every individual, whatever age they might be, that you would minister to them and meet their needs. The message we're sharing this morning, I pray, Father, would be a help to give us some things that we can do ahead of time that's going to really make a difference in our life in 2021. I want to especially pray for the older sheep of the flock. I'm getting older myself, Father, so I understand some of the things they're going through and some of the things is the aches and pains that they have. Maybe not able to sleep the whole night. Maybe they're going through some difficulties as their family is going through things, and it really bothers each one of the parents in a special way. And I just pray, Father, you just be with them. You would be with the older sheep of the flock. I pray, Father, that you would meet every person's need today according to your will. And I'll thank you and praise you for that. I want to remember on the unspoken request that somebody might have this morning. I pray that your special blessing would be upon that need. And Father, right now as they focus on what that unspoken request is, I want to pray that, Father, whatever they need, that you would so lead and direct them in a very special way. And I'll thank you and praise you for that in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Well, 2021. I got my stuff pretty well set. I started about 3 weeks ago. Needed to have some new files in my file holder. So I got that so I can just print out the 2021 file labels. And I got those all together. Started laying out the messages. I give Kay and Kingsinger the messages for January and February of the radio broadcast for 2021. Got all my things laid out on the idea of the files I need on my computer for 2021, so I feel good about that. But at the same time, it's kind of a sad time, isn't it? Thinking of the ending of 1 year and the beginning of another year. We just got a few days left of 2020, and yet it's been a challenging year for each and every one of us. And I wouldn't think it was a bad thing for you to say, thank God that's over. But also thank God that we made it through it. Many individuals didn't, so we need to realize that we made it through it. And that's something very special. And I think as we start out, we need to just say, praise God. And thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. The one thing I have used in my life to move me forward is what I have come to call turning points in life. And the picture I have in my mind of a turning point is hinges on a door. I've put many sets of hinges on a door through my lifetime. And you know, it's not an easy job getting a hinge on the door. and then getting it all set up. But you know what? Once it's done, that hinge allows that door to be opened or shut. And I think when we end 2020, it's a turning point. Turning point in my life, in your life. As we close the door to 2020, but as we open the door to 2021. And that hinge is what makes it possible for us to be going to be able to do that. As we think about 2020, we have to come up to the realization why we have to close the door is because all of a sudden 2020 has become history. It's got a lot of things in 2020. Some are really some special blessings. Some are sad. In 2020, we realized we had this terrible thing that we've come to call COVID-19. But also there's a vaccine. They're trying to slow it down. And many have already, hundreds and thousands of people have had their shot. And shots are coming for each one of us someday. A statement that I have used a lot of times in my life and have watched that as it carries out in other people's life is something that I don't mind being known for. If you always do what you've always done, you will always be what you've always been. Let me do it again. If you only do what you've always done, you will always be what you've always been. Time to move forward. Time to move forward. Time to bring some change into your life. We don't want to just do the same old. We need to learn that we need to learn. And so some of it has to do with moving forward. Moving forward is a special need as we begin a new year. We don't want to just let the past control us. We want to think about the future. We want to think about moving forward, some things that we want to do in 2021. You know, one of the things I like about the computer and the typewriter, the keyboard on the computer, is there's a thing called forward slash. And a lot of times, you know, when there's something you want to look for on the computer, you're doing a little search. There's times when you need a forward slash. And I like the thing, the forward slash is just a crooked line or a straight line that's reaching forward. I like that because I like the idea of reaching forward. The Apostle Paul, who we listened about that song, that he was saying his life was almost over. And he's waiting for that crown of great glory that was going to be a part of his life because of his ministry to the Lord Jesus. I love the way the Apostle Paul challenged the Christians in Philippi when he said he wanted them to press on in their life as in their walk with God. And I like that idea of pressing on. It's moving forward. No matter what age you are, I just learned last week how to use the phone. So if I want to call somebody and they have a phone like mine or one of those smartphones, I forget what they call them now. But anyway, we can use FaceTime. And they can see the person I'm talking to. And my daughter, Valerie, taught me how to use that. And it's something that I have used a couple times already and hope to do it some more in this year to come. But I love it when you learn something, when you can move forward. And the Apostle Paul said he wants us to press on. Let me just give you something that he shared with these Christians that was a very important thing to get a hold of this morning. In Philippians chapter 3, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. I don't think I've done everything. I don't think I've got all the things done that maybe even God had for me to do. Now remember, in this passage, he's going to be telling us, remember the verse that I shared with you in that song, was that he was getting close to the end of his life, but he wanted to press on. Now, here's what he says. This one thing I do. Have you noticed as you get a little older, sometimes you can't multitask as much as you used to when you was younger? Multitasking sometimes kind of leaves the scene when you get in the 80s. You guess one thing I do, this one thing, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. I love that. I love that. Forgetting the past. Don't let the past control the present nor the future. And then reaching forward. You know, reaching forward is something that I can't do right now. When I was a kid, I could do it. And you as a kid, you could do it. You know what it is, the idea for reaching forward is me? Have you tried it lately to stand on your tiptoes? I got to tell you, I tried it the other day. I got to have something to hang on to if I'm going to stand on my tiptoes. I used to be able to do that quite easily. But you know what he's trying to get us to see? We need to still reach forward. Maybe we can't reach as far as we used to reach, but he wants us to reach forward. And it says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. And he's saying, I'm pressing forward to make sure at this period of time in my life, I'm doing what I should be doing so that I'm busy when the Master calls me to be home. I think that's what God wanted us to do. Notice that the effort of one thing, there's an effort that needs to be put forth in it. I'm afraid sometimes we just live day after day. And we don't use this thing called effort. You know, I got on my bicycle before I came over. I have a stationary bike. And I was thinking as I crawled up on the seat, I don't really want to do this morning. But I do know and I have learned that when I ride that bicycle for about 9 minutes and go about 2.25 miles, I know I feel better afterwards. So this morning I talked myself into it. And I'm so glad I did, because you know what? When I got done, I felt better. And I feel better about it now that it's all done. Forgetting what is behind, reaching forward to what is ahead. Pressing forward and pressing upward to the goal. I love that. Pressing forward and pressing upward. Doing more things for God that I can possibly, that maybe is possible for me to do. As we start out a new year, I believe we need to have this kind of thinking in our minds and our hearts. This one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and pressing forward and reaching with all my might forward. Let's continue on with this thought for just a few more moments, because I think it's a good thought for us to have as we end one year and begin another year. Because we realize we're not in control as much as we thought we were in control. If 2020 has taught me anything, 2020 has taught me I'm not as much in control as I thought I was. I think 2020 has taught all of us, politically, spiritually, no matter what age you are, you're not as much in control as you thought was. Now, God is saying, I want the end of a thing to be better than the beginning. I love the beginnings of things. But he says, God is saying, I want the end to be better than the beginning was. It would be so fulfilling at the end of the things we did. It turned out better than it did the beginning. The last time we were getting our groceries, I bought a box of what was called chocolate caramel brownie mix. I said to my wife, I don't bake, but here's a mix that I can mix together. And the picture on the box really looked good. And she said, well, I can't eat much of it because I don't eat that much sugar. But she said, go ahead and get it. I followed the good directions that were on the box. Can I say for a man, that's a good thing to follow the directions that's on the box. And, you know, I followed those directions. And I heated the oven to the temperature it was supposed to be. And everything went well. It mixed together good. I even put some walnuts in it. I thought, man, this is going to be good. I must tell you, as it baked, took 20, 25 minutes. As it baked, the house smelled so nice. It was baking, and when I took it out of the oven, it looked beautiful when it finished baking. But the directions said, let it set till it cools before cutting and serving it. And my wife said, you got to follow those directions as well. Just let it set for a while. That's hard to do. Man, she smells good. She looks good. Can you believe that I enjoyed the whole process of making the brownies? And then all of a sudden the time got to, I got to the place where I could eat one piece of the brownie. And I got to tell you, folks, the ending was a whole lot better than the beginning. Seeing the picture on the box didn't do justice to what it tasted like. You know, when I saw the picture on the box, I could imagine what it tasted like. But the ending was better than the beginning. Can I use that for just a few moments to teach us something? I love what God had, that God has a recipe for life. And the ending of the year will be better than the beginning if we do what God says. I also believe that it starts, as I started, by grabbing a box of brownie mix. That's what made this whole thing that I just told you about very special. Listen to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. And this is from the paraphrase called The Message. Whatever turns up, grab it. I'm so glad I went down that cake aisle. And I'm so glad I grabbed that there brownie mix. And grab it and do it, he says. And do it heartily. This is your last and only chance at it. For there is never work to be done, nor thoughts to be thought in the company of the dead, where you are most likely, certainly headed. You know what God's saying? It's only in this life, folks. It's only in this life that you can do these things. And we need to do what we need to do. It's only in this life. I like this phrase that was popular when I was a young Christian. There's only one life to be lived. And that's and that done for Christ will live forever. Got to do things for the Lord Jesus, things that's got a hold of us. But I like the idea, grab a hold of it. Grab a hold of something for 2021 that you maybe never thought you would do. And then the next thing, if you've been so used in 2020 just doing it, all of a sudden do it with a little heart. Do it wholeheartedly. Enjoy the process. Something happened that we don't enjoy the process. Because he's reminding us you only have a short time to do. I don't even like to think of this before the new year starts. But you know, 2020 went fast, but 2021's going to go fast too. Have you noticed? The older you get, the faster time goes. I believe what God shared with the Christians in the book of Romans, that if we were to practice each day in 2021, our daily decisions, he made this a daily decision for each day, 2021 would turn out a whole lot better at the ending than it was at the beginning. Listen to this, folks. And this is the way God said it through the Apostle Paul. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is his good and acceptable and perfect will of God for you. You know, God wants us to do that. He's appealing to us that we might present because of God's mercy. As you think about all the things that God has done for you, then we think about how God has been so good to us. And he wants us to stop just thinking the way the world thinks and start thinking the way the Bible teaches. There's some of those things that are going to help us tremendously. I love the thought that God is appealing to us by his mercies, by all of his blessings, that you and I would present our bodies. You know, I want to just close this thought with this idea. Make my life a living sacrifice. All the sacrifices of the Old Testament were killed, but make my life a living sacrifice. Every day in 2021, I want to be a living sacrifice to God, accomplishing some things that I need to accomplish. I had a song I want us to listen to now. It's called Press On. But when I played it at home, it didn't work on my machine that I check out the things on. And I got over here to the lighthouse and it didn't play either. So I decided I missed one song and about a Christmas message. And Christmas is coming tomorrow, Friday. And we realize that that's something very special. And this song is something I think that I'm thinking of that I want to tell to you as you start 2021. Is forget the past and move forward. So this song is entitled, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And this message needs to be given out.
I'd love to sit down with Mary. I want to know some things.
Whoops, I got the wrong one here. I'm sorry.
Won't be able to ask her those questions till I get to heaven. But I did write a few of them down a few years.
Let me try it again, folks. I'm sorry about that. I wrote down the right number, but I pressed the wrong number. And I'll just see what happens here. And this is Go Tell It on the Mountain. God is good. Here we go.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds all were watching over the sheep at night, when a guiding star shone from heaven, and they followed that holy light. Everybody goes
sailing on the mountain,
over the hills. Humble Christ was born, and God sent out salvation on that blessed Christmas morn. Everybody go
tell it on the mountain,
over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Him forgiveness, he lived joyous away. He came to redeem all creation and to wash all our sins away.
need to do that, folks. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. And it's because of this Jesus, because of him coming into our life, that God is saying to us, we can move forward. You know what? Everything that I've asked you to do so far, thinking about 2021, forgetting the past and moving forward and pressing on and reaching forward, the Lord Jesus did that. That was what his life was like. He had many setbacks because of others, but he moved forward. And I love it that it said he became obedient to death, even to death on the cross. What a blessing Jesus is to us by his example that he's given us. So let's move on with the thoughts of the Word of God. Remember, don't let the thinking of this world get into your mind and heart, but be thinking of what God says to us in his Word. I'm so glad that my mom had taught me when I was growing up to always do your very best, to give it your best. You know what my mom would do to us kids? There was nine of us, so the kids would be go pick potatoes in the fall. Do you realize that even up to Stanton, they had potato vacation? They closed the school down for a whole week so you could pick potatoes. Our family, we made our best money picking potatoes. Some of the younger kids who wasn't very good at picking potatoes, but they could set the crates ahead and get the crates ready for us. And as a family, we picked potatoes. You know what we made? 5 cents a bushel. Say, man, that isn't very much. But Mom taught us, you know what she taught us? The farmer may say, make the bushel level, but I say to you, heap it up. Heap the bushel of potatoes. The same was true when it came to topping onions. Now for topping onions, we got 10 cents a bushel. But Mom's rule was the same, heap up the bushel. It was only when the farmer would say, I don't want it heaped, I just want it level. The onions, that is, you stack them up so they could dry out. And you stack them up, one bushel on top of another. So the farmer didn't want the onions heaped up. He wanted the bushel to be level. When I became a Christian, I heard about the teachings of God's Word and what advice he gives us. And this is the advice that he gives us. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. I learned from God in Colossians 3:17 that whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And also learned, whatever you do, work heartily as it were as to the Lord and not to men. That's given us in 1 Corinthians 10:31. So neither you, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. God's saying, do it. And do it for the glory of God. You know, in order to be able to do this for the glory of God, you know what it takes? It takes you and I being committed to God. You know, it takes you and I being committed not only to God, but the things that we do it for God. God reminds us, whatever you're fine to do, I like that. My two words for this new year is grab a hold of it, but also before me, making sure you're always looking for ways you can do something a little different, things you can learn, seeking for things to do. When you start seeking for things to do, I can guarantee you God will show you something to do. And I love the idea it takes a full commitment. Remember, there's no room to give this kind of an idea. It's good enough for who it's for. You know, sometimes we do that when we're working at the house. I say it's good enough for who it's for. But you know what? A lot of years we did work at the church. a lot of the building that we have out there that to enjoy and to use at this day and age was done with a lot of volunteer help. And one thing that we did to learn early on, I would say to the guys, we can't say it's good enough for who it's for. We got to do our very best. And, you know, I think that's what my mama was trying to teach me, do my very best. I believe that's what God is trying to teach each one of us. In whatever we do, in word or thought or in whatever we eat or drink, give thanks to the Father. And do it for the glory of God. To this, it will only take a fulfillment. It takes you full commitment to be able to do that day by day. Now, I don't know how much commitment you had in 2020. But I'm saying to you and I'm saying to myself this morning, we need to give God all the full commitment that we're going to do the best we can possibly do. You know, I came across this statement. I use it in my devotional, on my weekly devotional on Facebook. Give God the best because he gave you his best. Think about that. Give God the best because he gave you his best, his son, the Lord Jesus. And we can't do less than that, folks. And that's what he's trying to remind us that we need to do. As we kind of come to a conclusion for this year, and the beginning of a new year, there's one thing that I think is so important in 2021, and that is to grow in your life. We are to grow. Growth is necessary in life. We got to realize what I said a few minutes ago. If you only do what you've always done, you'll always be what you've always been. It takes growth. One of the most beautiful things I like after the birth of the Lord Jesus, in the book of Luke, it says it twice. Luke 2:40, the child grew and he became strong in spirit. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I love that. That's talking about our Jesus. Remember, he emptied himself. We'll talk about that in a few moments. He grew. And then Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased. That's another way of saying growth. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You know, pretty soon he grew in stature. All he's going to grow. You and I have probably grown. All we're going to grow in stature. Matter of fact, my wife reminds me that she thinks she shrunk. She used to always say she was 5'1". Now lately she says, I'm just 5 foot. I lost a whole inch. And to somebody 5 foot, an inch means a lot, because it seems to mean a lot to her. What a strange thing is said about the Lord Jesus. He increased. He grew. But remember, when he wanted to become a human, in the book of Philippians it says, although he was in the form of God and he's equal with God, he did not take advantage of that equality when he came to earth. Instead, it says, he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, by becoming like other humans, by having a human appearance. Jesus emptied himself. Did you ever think of this? Jesus, the Son of God, he had to learn how to walk. He had to learn how to talk. He had to learn how to eat. Everything that you and I have done in the past, he went through that same process. And yet he was the Son of God. He created the world, folks. And he emptied himself of all that power. He gave his very best. Not only did the Father give his very best, the Lord Jesus gave his very best. Just to think of how much Jesus gave up to become one of us because of obedience to the plan of God the Father to provide salvation for us. Then add in how much Jesus had to grow from a baby into a man. And he increased in favor with God and he increased in favor with man. I believe this increasing was taking place through the years. And you remember what the message was given to the angels, the angels gave to the shepherds? Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill toward man. I believe God is saying to us today, as we think about Christmas and the ending of one year and the beginning of another year, I believe he's saying something to us, folks. I believe he is saying to us that we need to realize we need to grow. I want you to think of 2021 as a year to grow. I believe some of the things that we went through, even though we did not like it, I believe was a part of the growing process of 2020. It can bring about some things into our lives that are very special. And I believe God wants us to grow, and by way of growth, what he wants us to do, he wants us to increase in our favor with God. He wants us to grow in our relationship with God and the favor we have with him. And then secondly, I believe with all my heart, he wants us to increase with favor, fellow man. There's so much anger in our world today. There's so much bitterness in our world today. There's so much hatred in our world today that I believe it has to begin with the Christians that you and I are to love one another. And God tells us we are even to love and pray for those that persecute us, the difficulties of life. There's something that's very special about the birth of the Lord Jesus that I want to think about this 2021. And that is a statement made about him way back in the book of Isaiah. And this was about 700 years before he was born. It says, there's a shoot will come out of the stump of Jesse, a branch from its roots and will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of advice and power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Who is this one? He's Jesus, folks. We have a power within us. We have a power before us that can help us with 2021 like we've never seen it happen before. But you know what? I've said for years when I do funerals, there's a verse that I like in the book of Job that says, if a tree gets cut down, will it grow again? And I've learned that a tree that gets cut down will grow again. But you know something that I find very special is a realization that God reminds us that Jesus is just a tender root, a tender vine that came out of the stump of Jesse. Jesse was past. Jesse had died. And Jesus comes forth years later out of that stump of Jesse. And God wants us to know that when this Jesus comes into this world, now what I'm going to share in the last part of this message has to do for hope for you for 2021. Because you know Jesus, there's going to be the Spirit of wisdom. Because you know Jesus, there's going to be the Spirit of understanding. Because you know Jesus, there's going to be the Spirit of advice. Because you know Jesus, there's going to be the Spirit of power. There's going to be the Spirit of knowledge. And you know something that's going to help us the most? There's going to be the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. That we might walk humbly in our life and fear the Lord. That's what he says is the purpose for your life and mine. And 2021, I don't know if I'll be here or not, but 2021, when it ends for you, I want it to be better than the beginning. There's a time in the Old Testament, a story that's going to be told by a song. And this story that's told by a song reminds us there were some dead bones that came back to life. I like this message for myself and my age, but I also would like it for your life and the message for you to be able to gain from it, the things that could be a benefit to you. No matter what your age is today, God's saying, press on, move forward. Look forward to 2021 like you've never looked forward before. God bless you.
The prophet of so long ago was faithful unto death. He was buried, and God's people mourned for him. Later during battle, a soldier breathed his final breath. He was buried with the prophet, and when he touched those bones, the soldier stirred, and he came to life again. Now you may think you've grown too old as a soldier of the cross. Perhaps you've even laid your armor down. Oh, but take it up again, dear child, for God still leads you on. He will keep you in the battle, give you strength to go on marching, leading others till the final trumpet sounds. There's still palms, faith to reach the throne and intercede with the wisdom God has given. You can love and you can pray. God will help you find a way to go on serving, bringing glory to his kingdom. Keep pressing on. There's still power in those bones. Don't grow weary, Christian soldier. There's still work for you to do. Show the young ones how to find abundant life.